Welcome to the Pie in the Sky audio podcast. This is going to be a podcast focused on my fibre crafting and other creative endeavours. My name is Deborah and I live in the middle of England in an ever so slightly odd and chaotic household with my two adult children, our border collie, Suki, and Willow the cat. So you may hear some noises in the background from any one of those or all of them at the same time. Who knows? I am a maker of things and a creative. Creative isn't only what I do, creativity is who I am. These days, I mostly create with fibre through my knitting and spinning, crocheting and weaving. And from time to time, I do crazy things like scour fleece and prepare and dye fleece and fibre for my own personal use. But I do have other crafting hobbies, which I will be speaking about from time to time. But for now, this is just a shallow introduction to me and to what this podcast will be about. And really, I would like to let things grow organically and come as they will. And this isn't a CV that I need to give you all the information in a concise nugget. You'll get to know me as time goes by if I don't annoy you too much and you never listen to me again. I'm an introverted person. I'm a very private person in my everyday life. But I do have a desire to communicate with other people who share my interests. And I do this every now and then through Instagram, though not consistently. And on Ravelry, though not consistently. But I've often thought about audio podcasting, but then I've decided against it, usually because I've been wondering, is there actually a place for me to be heard? I'm sorry for all the ums. However, I've come to the conclusion, or realisation more like, that there's actually a place for all of us, and we can all make our voices known. I don't need to offer anything different that no one else does. I don't need to fill a niche that no one else has yet. I don't need to be anything other than what I am. And I don't have to have a brand or be promoting something. I'm not saying I never will promote things that I might do. But nothing I can think of right now, other than my putting myself out there to be heard. So basically, I can just be who I am. And if you want to join along with me as I fibercraft and throughout this journey, I'd be glad to have you come along with me. I think that's about it for now. Oh, no, there's one more thing I should add. You may well be able to tell when listening to my audio podcasts that I have breathing difficulties. I can't help that. I need to breathe. But I'm sorry if that's annoying that I either cough or take intakes of breath or, well, obviously I've got to do that to live. But you know what I mean? If it sounds more than it would if it were another podcast that you were listening to. I also have some very extreme and chronic physical disabilities, and these things, this illnesses and illness and create chronic disabilities do inform each of my days. They do have a huge impact on my days and nights. And so while I do love to create, not always able to do so, and I have, I suppose, a diverse amount of hobbies in fibre crafting, because each one may be suited to a different time of how I'm feeling that day. If I can prop myself up with pillows and cushions and wrist splints and this, that, and the other, I may be able to crochet a little bit, or if I adjust things, I can knit more, or if I am not terribly stiff and I can sit at a loom, which I've recently become enamored by weaving. So I might be able to sit at the loom, but then again, I might have to have the smaller loom on my knee if I'm able to craft in that way. So crafting is a huge part of my life. Fiber crafting particularly is a huge part of my life, and it's given me a purpose, I suppose you could say. Well, I'm saying it has given me a purpose, because when you have chronic illnesses and pain is a fi feature of every day and every night, and most of those hours that take up that time, it's a little dispiriting, shall we say. And it's given me an outlet over the past, I would say, maybe 10 years, 9 or 10 years, that I came to fiber crafting. And I've been ill for 20 years now, which, as I said, this is not a bullet point. You don't need to know everything about me right now, and I'm sorry to dwell at the end on something that's quite negative in perhaps be perceived as negative. But although it's a negative to me, because it hinders my being able to do what I want to do and stops me living an ordinary, what other people might call normal life. And my life is in no way ordinary or normal, and I have to be upfront about that. I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I've fully and completely accept that, just as other podcasting personages and the videos they put out, or the audio podcasts they put out, are not for me. That's fine, because this is like, everyone has a place to put themselves online if they want to, and everyone can choose who they then listen to or watch online. And as I said earlier, and I'll quit the rambling now, if you want to come along with me for the journey, then I'd be glad to have you with me. Thank you so much for listening to me. I really appreciate it. Thank you and goodbye.